USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden made history today by becoming the first American president to visit Israel during a time of war. Air Force One touched down near Tel Aviv this morning, where Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed Biden.
I wanted to be here today for a simple reason. I want the people of Israel, the people of the world, to know where the United States stands.
Netanyahu described Biden's visit as deeply moving. The visit comes in the wake of the devastating explosion at a Gaza Strip hospital on Tuesday, which claimed hundreds of lives. The president now on his way back to the United States. A coalition of progressive House Democrats says they still support Israel, but they also are urging the Biden administration to advocate for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Led by Washington Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, they have signed a statement emphasizing the need for a ceasefire to facilitate the safe return of hostages and the delivery of humanitarian aid. Additionally, the group expresses a desire to minimize civilian casualties on both sides. The House of Representatives is still without a speaker. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan was unable to secure the 217 votes needed to get the highest position in that chamber during a second vote today.
Jim Jordan of the state of Ohio has received 199. Hakeem Jeffries of the state of New York has received 212. A speaker has not been elected.
22 Republicans voted against Jordan. 22 Republicans voted against Jordan. Currently, the House is in recess. Ultra-processed foods have been deemed as addictive as nicotine, cocaine, or heroin by experts. A comprehensive analysis of 281 studies spanning 36 countries reveals that a startling 14% of adults are dependent on UPFs. And the anticipated water loss at Lake Mead over the next year has been revised to be less severe than initially projected. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
The Biden administration is allocating $100 million in humanitarian aid for civilians in Gaza and the West Bank. The funding will assist over 1 million displaced Palestinians with access to clean water, food, and medical care. This year, families have been using the substantial savings accrued during the pandemic to attend live events and amusement parks, leading economists to coin the term funflation. The Bureau of Economic Analysis reports that Americans were projected to spend approximately $95 billion on tickets for spectator amusements in various categories, like movies, live entertainment, and sporting events. Some new users of social media site X are going to have to pay up.
X users who open new accounts in the Philippines and New Zealand are now being charged to use the social media site. The X platform, formerly known as Twitter, says the $1 yearly charge is a way to fight bot accounts. A bot account is unmanned and does nothing but post all day, usually promoting a product or political narrative. X says they started testing a new program yesterday called Not a Bot, which is designed to reduce spam and bot activity. I'm Lance Pryor.
SoFi Stadium, a potential venue for the 2026 World Cup, might be excluded due to a dispute between the LA Rams owner and FIFA. The conflict arises from the owner's reluctance to modify the stadium's playing surface to suit soccer's wider field dimensions, which would entail removing stands and luxury boxes. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.